all of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed, 15,000 an hour, until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction,
interesting features,
factual articles,
color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Take me out to the ball game is as American as Old Glory itself. And right now, the baseball season is well underway. The next Sunday's American Weekly, there is a very interesting baseball article called Screwballs by Dan Parker, popular sports writer and authority on the national pastime. Every baseball fan will want to read this amusing and at the same time informative article. And to match Dan Parker's efforts in the American Weekly, we present a front page drama suggested by his article. We give you now The Fair Foul Ball.
Well, there goes the old ball game, folks. Marty Spicer surely in on that one and drove it clear over the right field bleachers, cleaning the bases, making the score now 9-3. One out, Jenkins up, and dangerous Bill Booth on deck. Oh, wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute, there's a conference out there on the pitcher's mound. Here comes Casey O'Day out of the dugout. Yep, yeah, he's waving Lefty Osborne in from the bullpen. That's all for Daniels. The same old story, folks. 4 or 5 pitches a day. If you can call the guys O'Day has tossing that apple pitcher. They tell me O'Day is going to put a revolving door in the showers to take care of the traffic. Well, here's Lefty Osborne throwing a few warm-up pitches. And in case you still have the stamina and patience to keep up the scorecard, Osborne is Casey's 4th pitcher today, and there are 2.5 innings left to play. All right, now they're ready to go. Jenkins up. Lefty Osborne throws the rubber, the wind-up, the pitch, and...
I'm going nuts. Look at that score. Every day it's the same. Even the Browns who can't hit the sides of their hats get up there and tee off on those two quirks. I got the pictures.
Nah.
I tore my neck out of joint watching line drives.
Now, take it easy, Casey. Remember the Braves were in the cellar like us 1 year, and they suddenly got going, tore out of the cellar and won the World Series.
This is no time for Horatio Alger stories. What's more, you don't have to worry. You ain't managing this flock of zanies they call a ball club.
Now, listen, Casey. You know the old saying, it's always darkest just before dawn. Kinky birds.
Don't make matters any worse. Don't ever mention those guys to me again.
If I knew where either one of them or both of them was, I'd fire them. Scouts, ivory hunters, nuts! They couldn't even be Boy Scouts. The only ivory they'll ever find is when they scratch their heads.
If those two dumb wits are scouts, I'm the Dowager Empress of China.
I'll give them time, Casey. Even a blind hog will find an acorn once in a while.
Yeah.
Now that may be McGuire.
Don't answer it. Leave it ring. I know who it is. One of them smart newspaper guys ready to hand out some wisecrack.
Oh. Gee, Casey. You can't sit there and let the thing ring.
Yes, I can. I'll answer it. Hello, Donovan speaking.
Long distance, Joplin, Missouri calling.
Casey, it's long distance, Joplin, Missouri.
Mr. McGuire calling Mr. O'Day. Collapse, will you accept the charge?
Just a minute. Casey, what did I tell you? It's Mike McGuire calling.
Give me that phone.
He's calling Collapse.
I'll pay the charges just to have the pleasure of firing that flat-headed Mick. Oh, I'll pay to put that guy on.
Very good, sir. Ready with Mr. O'Day. Operator, we'll accept the charges. Joplin ready. Here's your party.
Hello. Hello, McGuire.
Yeah, hello, Casey.
Where in the...
Hey,
have you been? You're fired.
Now, wait a minute, Casey. Take it easy. Wait till you hear what I found. Boy, what a picture.
A what?
A picture, Casey. A Dazzy Vance, a Christy Mathewson, a Walter Johnson, a Dizzy Dean, a Bob Fellow, all rolled up in one.
Put down that pipe. Get out of that opium joint. You're fired.
Now, look, I'm not kidding, Casey. Wait till you see this kid. 6 feet tall, 198 pounds, handsome as a Greek god, and boy, what a...
I ain't interested in moving pictures. I want pictures.
Well, I've got one, Casey, and he can be bought for a song. Now, look, he's with a Dublin Grays. He ain't interested in money. He wants work and a career.
Can he pitch?
Can he pitch? Wait till you see him.
What's the catch? How come a dumb cluck like you found him?
Now, there's no catch, Casey, honest. They want $10,000.
Give him $7,500. Put him on a train and send him to Williamsport. I'll go down and see him pitch Sunday.
Well, that's all for the champion, folks. And now for that 7-inning stretch. Well, fans, Casey didn't fool us. This Terry O'Neill is all Casey said about him and then some. He's got a fastball, a nice curve, plenty of change of pace, and in 7 innings, he's let the world champions down with only 2 hits, both singles. Only walked 2 men, and not a man has gotten beyond first. That, folks, is pitching in any man's league. Coincidentally, let me give a tip to you ladies listening in. This boy is sure a handsome guy, and if they pitch him on ladies' day, well...
Yeah, terrible, Casey. I wanted to tell you before, but, well, I didn't want to worry you. The
kid won his first three games. Well, what of it? I put you in there to room with him to look after him. I wouldn't trust him with any of these wacky players, so if anything happens...
Well, Casey, the kids are somnambulist.
Let's leave religion and politics out of it. The guy can believe in anything he wants.
No, Casey, you don't get me. The guy's a sleepwalker. He walks in his sleep.
Oh, that's bad. When did you first notice it?
The first night I roomed with him after the first game when he beat the champ.
Yeah?
They went to bed early, and I woke up, and I heard a noise in the room. I turned on the light over the bed, and then I saw him walking around. I spoke to him, but he didn't answer me.
Well, what'd you do?
I got up and called to him again, easy-like, but still no answer, so I woke him up. He acted kind of funny. Surprised.
Mm.
He went back to bed and was asleep in no time.
In a coma, huh? Yeah. How many times has this happened now?
Four times, but what's worrying me is I'm getting so I can't sleep. I stay awake worrying about him walking in his sleep. I tell you, Casey, I'm getting guilty.
Yeah, okay. Tim, tell you what I'll do. I'll have the doc give him a thorough checkup tomorrow morning. And as for you, come on down to the bar. I'll buy you a nightcap.
Pop up, huh? I'm too happy to see you. Day off, pick him any day, any place, anywhere.
Yeah,
you know who I am? I am Terrible Terry O'Neill. That's who I am. What do you say we all have another drink all around, huh?
Yeah. You see what I see? Holy Moses. So he's a somber box, a sleepwalker, huh? That's the gag, is it?
It's no gag on it, Casey.
I suppose he was dreaming he was thirsty. He got up in his sleep, dressed himself, and sleepwalked his way right into this bar.
Hold on, Casey. I didn't know the guy was a sleep.
No, I suppose he's drinking and talking in his sleep right now.
I didn't feel so good, so I come down to get a little tonic. Here's a little tonic, see, so I can fix them up.
Get out of here right now. Get back up to your room and into bed before I slap a fine on you. Get going. I'll be up in 10 minutes to see you in bed.
Okay, Kate. Now, don't get mad. That's all you get. Come on out, Bill. Come on out. I want to warm up for tomorrow's game. Come on out and let me throw a few out here and all, huh?
Get away from that door and let me sleep, or I'll come out and warm you with a punch on the nose.
Oh, is that so? Well, you ain't big enough.
Get away from that door.
Come on out, I tell you. Come on.
Okay, bum, you asked for it.
Now then, come on out or I'll come in.
Get out of here, you dog.
Oh, you want to fuck? Come on.
Now then, Terry, get to your room. This little fracas will set you back $500. That's your fine. Well, if it ain't Terrible Terry, home early, huh?
Yeah, and what of it?
Nothing. Nothing at all, chum, but why get mad at me? Something wrong on the team?
I'll say something's wrong. I'm through with this ball club.
Yeah?
I'm not throwing away more games from me. Those errors cost me 3 games lately. Infielders, they couldn't play on a girls' softball team. But I'm through, see? I'm jumping the team tonight. And you can put it in your paper that I said it.
Okay, chum. See you later.
Hey, Alberta, quick. Get me long distance. West 8, 3050. The New York Evening Star. Hurry, will you?
Yes, sir. Hold on. I'll have them in a minute.
Hello, give me Jack the Cannon on sports set, will you? Jack, Steady Wallace. Got a scoop for you. Terrible Terry O'Neill has fed up that zany infield of the Blues. He's kind of mad. He's jumping the club, and believe me, he means it. I just left him. No one else has got this yet.
Are you Jack Woods I talked over the phone about hiring a plane?
Yes, sir. And he has already warmed up and ready to go.
Okay, let's get going. Here's the money in advance. Let's get out of here.
Okay, sir. Right aboard.
Sports fans of the air, and how are you tonight? Well, here's a flash hot off the wire. Terrible Terry O'Neill, that handsome, colorful, but somewhat screwball pitching ace of the Blues, who has been in more hot water than a set of restaurant dishes ever since he came up to the big leagues, jumped his team last night, and so far hasn't been found. Casey O'Day, manager of the Blues, has suspended him and slapped a fine of $1,000 on his sentimental star, all of which means nothing unless they can locate the prodigal son. And certainly everybody who is anybody is out looking for him. Casey needs him if he expects to remain in the first division and get a share of that World Series money.
Hey, Gudrun, Gudrun Swenson, quick, your pa needs you right away.
What's the matter?
Why, it's that big guy, the drunk you found, took home and nursed back to health. He's on the loose again. He's down at the old man Schultz's saloon. If you don't hurry, he's going to tear it apart.
My gracious goodness, I'll go at once.
Hey, stay, you are Kitloon. That fellow you brought home, you know who he is? The famous baseball pitcher Terry O'Neill. But he's a bad one.
Never mind, Papa. I can handle him. You stay out here. Hey, you! Hey! Or whatever your name is. What did I tell you about staying in bed? What did I tell you about staying away from saloons and getting drunk, hey?
You get out of here and mind your business. I want a drink.
Do I have to come and get you? You know what happens when I get mad?
Stay away, I tell you. Stay away. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Look out now. I want
to. By golly, I hate to do this, but it's the only way.
Oh. It's the truth, Stacy. So help me. I got it right from the natives who was there.
Yeah.
This big Swedish Amazon puts a right smack on the chin, knocks him out, and then picks him up like a sack of flour and takes him out to attack.
And believe it or not, he loves it, Casey. He's really nuts about the dame. Not that I blame him. She's a swell looker, even if she is built like a Notre Dame fullback.
So what do you say, Casey? Cancel that fine, lift the suspension, and he'll pitch tomorrow. He's in tip-top condition. She did that for him. She's a Swedish masseuse and a health expert. He's crazy about him, too, just like all the dames are, Casey. Every one of them. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah.
Give him a chance. Go ahead.
Masseuse, huh?
Yeah, masseuse.
What you guys tell me is true. The age of miracles ain't over.
I tell you, it's as true as I'm standing here, Casey.
Yeah.
As true as that.
Okay, boys. It's a deal. Fine is off. The suspension's off. Yeah, I give him my blessings. The marriage is on. What's more, seeing I'm in a liberal mood, I'll give the bride away.
And so they lived happily ever after. At least up to now. For Casey and his team went on to win the pennant the following season, with timid Terry winning 20 games, not including the game of love through the firm but tender devotion of his big Swedish helpmate. You have just heard The Fair Foul Ball, an original radio drama of the baseball diamond, safely suggested by a feature article called Screwballs by the popular sports writer Dan Parker. This very amusing and informative article on baseball appears in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Among the many interesting features in next Sunday's American Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, is an unusually interesting news story from the Argentine. It is to be found on the woodcut page under the heading, Murdered by a Melody Played on the Violin. This week's front page drama, Melody of Death, is based upon this weird news story. Don Miguel was a millionaire cattleman, a bachelor, who enjoyed entertaining his friends at his hacienda. He loved music. And one evening after dinner, he went into his music room to try out his latest acquisition to the art of good living. It was a magnificent automatic phonograph radio combination housed in a beautiful cabinet. As he entered the room, he found his old faithful family retainer, Pedro, admiring the instrument.
Well, Pedro, what do you think of it? Isn't it a beautiful instrument?
Si, senor. I was here when the men from Buenos Aires were installing. It worked like magic, senor.
Yes, Pedro. All I have to do now is to sit here in my favorite chair, press this button, and the music is playing.
Yes.
The records are changed silently and automatically.
Yes, senor. It is truly a thing of magic. But I will go now so that you may relax and enjoy the music.
Oh, you too enjoy my music, Don Miguel.
But that what?
How did you get in? Do not be alarmed, senor.
But
do not get up, please. I do not want to break the spell. I want you to learn to enjoy my music.
Your music?
Who are you? You did not write that. Fanfan, the French master. No, you are right. I did not write. I inspired and played it. Played that violin passage that opened it.
You play, senor. But who are you?
You speak softly. Your manner is gracious.